Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos.
What's your name?
Thank you. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and have we got a show for you today. Michelle Bell, editor-supplier Global Resource, is in the house. Aren't you, Michelle?
I am. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing great. Woo-hoo! Thank you. And Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor, is here. He's got some kind of aerosol can.
WD-40, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to hearing about that. Kathy Houston is here. Kathy, you're editor of Advantages Magazine. What do you have to say for yourself today?
Holla.
All right. Andy Cohn is coming to us from Tuckahoe, New York this morning from his home office. Good morning, Andy.
Yes, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How's the weather in Tuckahoe?
It seems beautiful outside.
It's supposed to be
cloudy.
It's supposed to be in the 80s
81.
Today.
81.
Get out.
What's
yes,
up with that?
For real.
Well, no, in Pennsylvania, I can't speak for Tuckahoe.
Yeah, we're a little north of you, so, you know, we'll get it a little cooler.
All right. Well, we've got a lot of to talk about today. A lot of people are saying that sales are ramping up, which, of course, is great news. But we're going to talk about customer service today. How can you maintain great customer service even as you're getting busier and busier? So if you have questions for us related to customer service, call us at 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air, Joe, what will we give you?
$25 Visa gift card.
So again, start calling us now, 215-953-4979. And you can call us, by the way, on any topic. We're especially talking about customer service today. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, we have a look at tips for handling rising prices. We know that raw materials are going up, especially with apparel. So, you know, how do we handle that? Michelle has a look at that. Why companies should be using videos to market their businesses. I have a look at that. Andy's going to tell you five ways to create a stellar mission statement and the four customer personality types and how to sell to them. Michelle will have a look there. We also have our favorite things. And if we have time, I might want to get something off my chest, but it's not necessary. Well, I think we'll start it all off with the industry news and Andy in 60 seconds. Go.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with good news from one very large distributor. London-based 4M Print said that its first quarter revenues increased by 11%, and the early 2011 results were even better for the company's North American division, which saw its sales rise by 19% in the first 3 months of the year. On to supplier news now. Custom HPC said last week that it successfully completed the initial phase of its financial restructuring. The supplier firm has reached payment agreements with its creditors, and CEO Larry Wilhelm says the company is now, quote, cautiously optimistic about its outlook for the remainder of 2011. On to general marketing news now. The Federal Trade Commission has proposed new rules for marketing food to children. Under the new guidelines, which would initially be voluntary, marketers would not be allowed to target any kind of advertising to children that was promoting high-fat foods. This could signal a major shift in advertising for one of the consumer staples. Check out Promogram today for details. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show, also in Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
We have some unique products. One of them is from a supplier that actually donates some of the monies back to the nonprofits that helps create the product. So
that's nice.
You want to tune in for that.
Andy, let's back up on that news item for a minute. So you're saying...
Back up.
Yeah, back it on up. you're saying companies like McDonald's wouldn't be able to advertise Happy Meals to children? Is that an example of what would happen?
It is an example, yeah. They're targeting everything, really, as far as like sodas and snacks and anything that's high in fat or calories. And the suggestion is that they wouldn't basically be able to advertise those products to kids. So that includes, and it's really wide-ranging, it includes all sorts of advertising, you know, including any premium products as like toys that are handed out. So it's a wide-ranging thing. It's a proposal at this point, but it's something that food companies are certainly watching very closely.
Seems a little crazy. What do you guys think?
Crazy?
Michelle, you're shaking your head.
Yes, because I'm tweeting. I'm tweeting as we're on the air.
You're tweeting.
She's
yes.
A tweeting maniac.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll continue to follow that story. But we have some callers. Callers are calling us today about customer service questions. And on line three, we have Sharon. Good morning, Sharon.
Morning. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
I'm really good.
Where are you calling from, Sharon?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
Oh, good.
Oh, you don't have a southern twang.
I'm a transplanted southerner.
Oh.
Southerner Yeah, I'm transplanted into the South, sorry.
All right. Well, what's your question this morning?
I know that I need a customer service rep now that my orders are picking up from my clients, but how can I get some customer service help without spending a fortune?
That's the million-dollar question. Kath, what do you think?
Retirees.
I say summer interns, but
and
that's
summer
good
interns,
too.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. Retirees might be looking to make a couple extra bucks mm-hmm. these days.
You know, I think you're smart, though, in looking for that kind of help so that you're able to focus on sales yourself. I mean, some people make the mistake in, you know, trying to go out and find a sales rep when really, you know, someone to handle customer service tasks
is
a better way to go.
Yeah, I think that there might be some stay-at-home parents, moms and dads, who might be looking to pick up some part-time work. So that might work as well for someone. Drop the kids off at school, come in for a few hours, and you'll be able to get home in time for school. So that's another avenue you might want to look at.
Andy Cohn in Tuckahoe, what do you think?
Well, I agree with what you guys have said so far. You know, I think that there's a lot of people that are looking for work, and sometimes, like Joe said, and also Melinda, like you said, with summer interns, you know, it doesn't have to be a full-time thing. So if you're not willing to commit the full-time salary plus benefits to a full employee, then look at those types of, you know, summer interns. College kids are certainly going to be looking for work. I saw a report, I think yesterday, that said that this could be the worst summer of all time for like college-age employment. So there's a lot of people that will be looking for really any kind of work. And if you can offer them, you know, 20 hours a week or whatever it is, then I think that's the way to go.
All right. Well, Sharon, I hope that gives you some good ideas and good luck.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, and have a great day.
Bye.
On line one, we have Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Ben, what's your question?
My question is this. I have my sales are really picking up, but now I'm afraid my customer service is getting overwhelmed. So how do I know when it's okay to spend more on customer service?
Andy, I know counselors done a lot of these cost analysis type things. How do you know when, you know, you can afford to hire another employee?
In this case, it might be very simple. If you're starting to feel overwhelmed, then you need help.
You have no choice.
Yeah, you know, we do. There is a lot of metrics out there when you want to, you know, try to get whether you're taking on a new office or you're adding a new machine to your operation or something like that. But this is almost less quantifiable and more sort of qualitative. You know, if you're seeing orders pick up and you yourself or the employees that you have on staff right now simply don't have the time to handle the influx, then you need the extra help, and you need to do it probably quickly. You know, the last thing you want to do is take on an influx of new orders and then not be able to service them. So if you're seeing revenues rise or you're seeing your, you know, orders per week increase at a rate that you think you can't quite handle, then I would do like the last caller and get some part-time help in to make sure that no calls are being dropped and orders are still being fulfilled on time and customers are getting the kind of service that you expect them to get.
And again, we said this to the earlier caller, but better to do that and hire some customer service help than take time away from your own selling time to provide the customer service.
Yeah, okay. You want to keep that momentum going. If you're the one selling, you're obviously doing something right because the orders are coming in. So that's a good thing, and you want to keep that momentum, going forward, but you don't want to get caught on the service end not being able to provide what customers are expecting from you.
Well, it's a good problem to have, Ben. Good luck, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Sure.
It's not too late to give us a call today at 215-953-4979. Tell us what creative things you're doing to get some customer service help. And we're going to pause right now for a commercial from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. And when we come back, Michelle's going to tackle another hot topic, tips for handling rising prices.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities at iPromoteU.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where we're taking your calls today about customer service. Give us a call at 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air, we will give you a $25 Visa gift card. But now, Michelle, this is a topic that I know that you've been dealing a lot with in Supplier Global Resource Magazine, and that is rising prices. It's an issue that's probably one of the hottest right now in the industry.
It is, and there are certain things you can do to kind of stop the rising prices from pummeling your profits. Number one, take a page out of the big boys' playbook. Large companies often have to deal with the issue of how to keep prices steady in the face of rising costs, and they do so in ingenious ways and ways you can emulate. One of the main tricks of the trade is to reduce the size or the portion of a product. For instance, whereas a candy bar might at one time have been 6 ounces, now it's 5 ounces. There are two benefits to this. First, the cost of the bar stays the same, while the manufacturer saves 1/6 of the cost of production. And secondly, by a reduction in the size by 1/6, it may not even be noticeable to some consumers. So that's one option. Another option is to cut costs where you can. While prices are rising, you can cut costs in other areas. A lot of distributors in particular are going completely virtual. They're closing offices and working out of their home, which is so easy now with technology to do. Another option, we'll post this, of course, all on our website on asicentral.com/radio. It's okay sometimes to raise prices. There's just ways you can do it. If you do it judiciously, I think it's okay. Announce it. Don't spring it on customers. Don't do it across the board. Only do it on certain products. That kind of eases people into, you know, what's going to be happening. Sweeten the pot. Offer a freebie or a discount on future purchases as you're raising prices. And be sure to, as we were just talking about, boost service. Keep service levels really high in what you're offering people. Sometimes that offsets the pain of rising prices.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And for those who haven't been reading Counselor and Supplier Global Resource lately, what are some of the reasons, what are the main reasons that prices are rising in this industry?
In this industry, there's quite a few. A lot of them have to do with what's going on in Asia, which would be the rising cost of raw materials, factories shutting down, employment in Asia is, you know, there aren't enough people for the jobs over there. So it's just causing prices to skyrocket. Of course, here in the U.S., we have things like rising oil prices, rising gas prices, coffee's going up, the cost of clothing because of cotton. So it's all kind of, you know, we use this term a lot, but it really is applicable here. It's a perfect storm.
Sure. Andy, I know that you've addressed this a lot in Counselor. What's the best way to communicate a price increase to your clients if you're a distributor?
Well, I think one of Michelle's points was really good right there, and that was the idea of sort of being careful with how you're rising prices, and you know, maybe you're not doing it on all your products, or you know, maybe you're willing to take a little bit less margin on some sales and try to increase other sales. You know, the last thing people want to hear about today is rising prices, but it is kind of necessary. You know, if you have those deals that are kind of evergreen and the client renews them every single year, you know, that's a good deal for you, and maybe that's something you're willing to take a little bit less margin on. But then when you have new deals come in, your margin spreads a little higher. So you have to be a little bit strategic with this. You know, you're not necessarily communicating, like you asked there, Melinda, communicating a price increase across the board, because that scares people. You know, if you're just telling people, look, our prices are going up 10%, then then you're putting yourself out there to open up, a client to look for more competitive pricing. You don't want to do that. So you want to try to be a little strategic with it, try to put an increase and you know, get a little extra point or two on your margin where you know that you can, and then be willing to accept a little bit less on your margin where you know you have a good client and you don't want to really scare them away with that kind of price increase.
All right, well, good advice from Andy and Michelle. Michelle, we said we're going to put some more tips on our website, asicentral.com/radio. So thanks for that. We have a caller on line one. Stanley from California is calling this morning. Hi, Stanley.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I like the things you were saying about, you know, maybe, you know, the virtual office and going more, you know, kind of, you know, cutting back and things like that. But when it comes to smaller operations, you know, what's just the less of the two evils? Letting a call go to voicemail or hiring like one of those answering services that really isn't part of your company, but at least a human being answers the phone. Any thoughts on that?
I don't know. Like, think of it, how you would like it as a consumer.
I think both are not so great.
Yeah,
honestly. Andy, what's your vote?
Well, I think some of those virtual services can be pretty good these days. We obviously don't use them ourselves, but I've talked to plenty of distributors that have used them and used them well. They find out about your business and, you know, they can tailor it a little bit, and you can hire them for as much or as little as you need. So that's not, if I had to say what was the lesser of two evils, I would say that. And I think it's actually, it could be a good choice. It's
not terribly expensive, and there's a lot of online services that are doing it right now. So I think that's better than a customer just going to voicemail and not feeling like they're going to get a response.
I think the job market is so wide open this summer. There's such a talent pool that's available, especially, college students, that you could hire somebody and not pay them so much money. Not that, paying them cheaply, but I think you could get somebody really good that you could give kind of a crash course on your business, and they would know the questions to answer, and it would be a real live person, because, my God, is there anything more annoying than getting, voicemail or somebody who doesn't know how to answer your questions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I hate that.
And I think you're right about the job market, Michelle. I mean, we put out a call for interns, and we just hired two temps, actually, recently, who have just graduated college and have, really, really impressive resumes and are doing that kind of more entry-level work for us. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's a good time to hire right now, Stanley. Thanks so much for calling, and stay on the line
One other question for you. Based on that chocolate bar thing where they're, smaller chocolate bar,
yep,
but the same price, what about when it comes to apparel? You got some of these clients, we got clients that are reordering 100% cotton shirts, and the price has skyrocketed. Is it an alternative to try to get them into a heavyweight shirt, or is that really not a good idea? What do you think on that realm to try to maintain the profit margin?
What I've been hearing some people do is they're sticking with high quality but buying fewer items.
Mm-hmm.
And that way it's good for you because it keeps the margin up at least. But have you been hearing that, Michelle? You're shaking your head.
I have. And I think that it's important, talk to some of your apparel suppliers, Stanley, and for everybody else listening out there. I mean, they may be able to kind of walk you through and kind of navigate you through, it's prices and sales that they have where you can keep, similar quality, maybe make a few, adjustments, cuts here and there, and keep the price relatively the same.
Some distributors, this is in an article in Wearables, are with their clients who buy wearables on a continual basis, are asking them to, consider buying more now for later. Stockpile it now because the prices might just keep going up. So you can get at a better price now and you'll have something in reserve for yourself. If it gets too high, they might then start buying less. So not that they're trying to push them to make the sale. They're trying to help them out and say you can get more right now because while the cotton prices have kind of leveled off, they don't know if they're going to go up or come down quickly. So,
Good idea.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling, Stanley. Have a great day.
You too.
And stay on the line for your gift card. On line four, we have Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Good. I just had I'm a pro voicemail person.
Okay.
The reason being is I've heard things said on live contact with operators that really could kill a sale and make somebody go elsewhere. And the thing I would say is, if you're going to use voicemail, you have to get right back to people.
For sure, yeah.
And my system, as soon as they hang up, it pages my cell phone.
Oh,
so
that's good.
If I've got somebody that's hot or not, I can schedule, based on my schedule. And I think, I put it at the end of my message, as soon as you hang up, I'm going to be paged, and I'll get back to you right away.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think people are used to voicemail, and I always encourage them to leave a detailed message.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when's the best time to reach you, give me your phone number, what's this about, maybe I can get back to you with the information you're after with the return call. And none of my clients seem to have a problem with it because they know they've gotten the message through, I'm going to get on it right away.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bob. It's not the voicemail, it's the response time.
Right.
Afterwards, and if you're doing, the way that you outline, I think is a really great way to mm-hmm. do business. Especially, you'll be even more prepared when you talk to the client than if they had just reached you live, it sounds like.
Yeah, and it works because a lot of times they're calling, well, when did I order last? How much did I order? Which means how long did it last? Did I get the right amount? And give me pricing. And typically, if they give me information in the message, I can call them back and say, hi, Judy, I'm glad you called. You ordered this last October. It was 500 pieces or 1,000 pieces, whatever. And a lot of times they call me first to find their PO number.
Yeah.
Because I have it at my fingertips. And
sure.
Their system may or may not.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling, Bob, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Have a great day.
I appreciate your tips, guys. Keep it up.
Thanks.
We appreciate yours.
We do. Bob always gives great advice.
Yep.
On line three, we have Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Hey. I was actually calling in response. I guess it's also the Bob in the voicemail and answering service area. And one of the service that I use, it's actually what they are, I guess they call like a virtual office. Whereas if a call comes in to my main line, which my office is at home, and I don't answer it, I had it set for, say, two rings. If I don't answer it on two, it automatically flips over there. Now, they call me on my cell phone and just patch the call through. So I have clients that will, you know, will be talking to me. I may be at the show in Vegas or something, and they're talking to me thinking that I'm actually back in the office. So it's just a seamless patch that goes right through. So it's kind of the, you know, getting the live answering there. But then they'll just tell the client, you know, hold on, let me see if he's in. They'll call me, you know, who is it? I've got John on the other line. Okay, I'll take it. If I can't take it, hey, just put him in my voicemail. So there's a system that's out there that you might want to look at.
Absolutely, and that's really good for distributors who are on the go. Well, yeah. That sounds great. Thank you so much, Chris, for calling. And stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. All right, we've been using video a lot here at ASI. I know there's something out there called the Joe Show that I see being filmed twice a week in our offices.
Yeah.
Joe, tell us why all companies right now should be using video as a marketing tool.
Well, this is according to Entrepreneur Magazine. How many videos do you think the average computer user watches in a month?
20.
20?
30.
100.
186 video
oh
a
my
month.
God.
Yeah, according to Comscore Inc., which is a global digital marketing measurement service.
Wow.
Now, videos engage people in a way that photos can't and text can't. For small business owners, using video in your marketing can bring faces, voices, personality, and heart to your operation. The other key thing is here is that it's priced right. Video cameras, flip cameras aren't that expensive. You can use streaming services like YouTube to actually stream your videos. So there's no heavy cost involved with this, but they offer some tips of the type of videos people should be creating, and there's five. I'm going to give you three of them. Demonstrate your products or services, which would be like the Joe Show. We show products to your clients, why they could use them, what type of promotions and campaigns they can use them in.
And we see a lot of distributors do that at shows.
Absolutely.
They'll go and hold up, you know, products that they see at the show and tell clients why they think they'd be good for their programs.
And it's almost immediate there. If you do it at a show, if you do it on your flip camera, if you do it on your smartphone, you can stream it right away to YouTube or send it out as a link to your clients. Use customer testimonials. So if you're working with a customer who's really happy with the work you did for them, ask them just to do a 30-second spot with you. Then you can pop that out in an email. And another way to do it is to introduce your staff. And I think companies like 4imprint, they have hundreds of videos out there, products demonstrations, but it's a bunch of different people in the
really
company.
Really shows off the personality of the company.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like
and
that.
They actually have some tips here for first-time video users. I'm going to give you a handful of them. We'll post everything online. Don't make it too complicated. In other words, if you offer embroidery services, you don't have to talk about all the areas it can be embroidered. You don't have to talk about digitizing. Just mention that you do embroidery service, maybe show a few samples. Don't worry too much about the ums and the ers, because if you've ever watched the Joe Show, there's plenty of ums and ers in there. Part of the thing is, though, a lot of people are nervous doing this. So if you step in front of that camera and actually start doing it, I don't think anyone's going to notice them. And also incorporate a call to action. So when you do this video, if you want the call that want them, your clients to call you, to get more information, tell them that they should call you, give them a link to a website to fill out a survey. But there has to be something other than just throwing that video. There's got to be a call to action at the end.
All right, good tips. We're going to put those online at asicentral.com/radio. Michelle, there's lots of personalities in the workplace.
Yes.
And you're going to give us four common personality types.
We have all of them in our office.
We do.
Oh, are you going to tell us who they are?
Well, there's four here. We'll put them on our website, but I'm only going to talk about two. The first one is the type A customer. And the type A customer is incredibly direct and can be seen as a tad abrasive. They just want the facts. And with them, they're not so much interested in, you know, making a relationship with you or, you know, getting to know you personally. They just want, you know, the facts. They want to know what the product can do for them, what your services can do for them. So never back them into the corner. Give the customer exactly the information that they're asking for and that they need. But keep in mind that if they weren't interested, they would not be in front of you. So, you know, knowing that going in, you're already kind of ahead of the game. The next is the big idea customer. And this customer seems to be kind of all over the place. And they have a lot of imagination and, you know, they have a lot of ideas and they're not quite sure what they want. With this type of customer, you want to guide them to give them solutions and allow them to see all the possibilities. So really sit with them. This type of customer, more so than the type A customer, might require a little bit more time, more hand-holding.
Yeah, time zapper.
It could possibly, yeah, but definitely would benefit most from like, kind of like an elaborate presentation, showing this type of customer, you know, what the different products do and give them examples of case histories.
All right.
So we'll put this on our website.
Okay, I want to see what the other types are. The other types too were the
The fact customer, this one kind of is a slow deliberator, thinks long and hard about everything. And then the last one is the relationship customer. And this one really does buy based on whether or not they like you, whether or not they feel comfortable with you.
Okay.
That's me. I'm that kind of customer.
Absolutely. But that's a good kind of customer to have,
I think,
once you have them. You got them for life.
That's right.
All right. Like, well, we'll have more advice online at asicentral.com/radio for that. Andy Cohen, the counselor hot list is coming up.
Yeah, it's coming fast and furious.
Tell us about it.
So the hot list comes out in August, and right now we're taking nominations, and we are looking for the people who are shaking up the industry, who are doing things interesting, taking a unique approach to business, you know, networking like crazy.
Doing something fun.
Doing something fun. Staying up all night, contacting customers, whatever it is that you're doing that you think is expanding your business or you think is changing the way the ad specialty market is working, let us know about it. You can shoot me an email at acohen, C-O-H-E-N, at asicentral.com. You know, in 50 words or less, let me know what you're doing that's interesting and how you started doing it, how it's working for you. And please include a picture. We like to connect faces with names for this, so... please include a picture as we consider nominations.
All right, and of course, nominate your colleagues, but don't be shy about nominating yourself. We get lots of great self-nominations, and we want to hear from everybody, right?
That's right, and it's a fully different list from last year and any previous year. Anybody who was on the list previously is excluded from consideration for this year, so it's always new people.
You can only be hot once.
What's that?
You can only be hot once.
That's right.
Apparently.
You can only be hot for 1 year. Otherwise,
then you're warm.
Then you're way cold. So.
All right. Well, be sure to get those nominations into Andy Cohen, and you could be featured on the Counselor Hot List, which again comes out in the August issue of the magazine. All right, we have just enough time for all of our editors to share their favorite products of the week. Michelle, you've got some kind of red item over there. What is that?
I do. I actually brought my product.
Does
in
this involve
once.
A stiletto?
It does involve a stiletto, and it comes in its own little shoe bag. It's from IMC, which is ASI 62820, and it's a silicone high heel in like a faux shoe bag, and you kind of stick it in a door. It's a door opener, and you know you could use it for getting your foot in the door. This particular one, it was a self promo done by Promo Shop, and it says, "Our creativity is a shoe in," and on the bottom, it's imprinted with the VP of Sales, who's Chris Robinson. So he sent it out to everyone, so it's a door opener shaped like a high
heel.
That's
really cute.
It is. It's adorable. And again, it's from IMC.
I like that. We'll have a picture of that online. Kathy, what's your favorite product of the week?
Well, you know, last week I saw both Joe Haley and my husband spilled things on their shirts at dinner.
Joe, what'd you spill?
And lunch.
You went to dinner with Joe?
No. Steve, and I saw Joe after lunch.
Joe, what'd you spill? Soup?
Some kind of dressing or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. So my favorite thing, and I think this always comes in handy, is from Natural Trends, and they now have the Oxy Out Stain Stick, and it removes everything from blood, wine, salad dressing like Joe, you know, whatever, spaghetti sauce. And I think it would be a great product for anybody, really, but think of laundromats and dry cleaners, and also for college kids to take away to college and stuff like that. And
that seems handy for everyone.
It is, totally. Keep one in your glove compartment and
I'm
your purse.
Too. Joe Haley, what's your favorite product?
Hey, excuse me, I didn't say the ASI number.
Sorry. Your time is up
ASI
later.
ASI 73497.
All right. Joe, what's your favorite product?
My favorite product is a can here of WD-40. If you don't have a can of this in your house, you don't know what you're missing. It takes out any squeaks in your doors. If you've got to loosen bolts that are rusty, you spray this in there, it's going to loosen them up. It's also going to keep moisture out of things that, you know, moisture needs to stay out of. It's great for homeowners. It's great for car owners. It's great for any campaigns geared to garages, auto mechanics, also do-it-yourselfers. So
who doesn't need a can of WD-40?
Everybody
I want to know.
Everyone does. Do you have a can at your house?
Absolutely.
We have a can in our house. Our front door was so squeaky that I finally went out. I bought the can. I squeaked it. When we used to know when someone was coming in the house, now we have no idea. So if you want to come in and ransack us, we're there.
All right, and your address is? All right, we have...
Natural Trends, 73497, same company as Kathy.
We're going to squeeze in one more caller real quick on line one. We have Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I love that door opener. My question is about referrals, and I've been a solopreneur for a while. I'm starting to hire some people. I'm going to be training, and what I've done for referrals is given free freight or sent them a box of chocolates or done a branded item of something, but I kind of fly off the cuff depending who it is. And now that I'm hiring people, I want to put something strict into place so that nobody else will fly off the cuff. You know, I can really implement that. So I'm looking for examples of successful referral programs and how to, is it appropriate that you do it when somebody gives you the referral? Do you do it during the year? Just looking to see what's worked for people as they're starting this program.
Yeah, I think that with every invoice, you should note on the bottom, too, that you have a referral program in place and give things like discounts. Work with your suppliers on possibly EQP and other pricing discounts you can offer to people who give you referrals. I think you should give it to people that refer you right off the bat. It might be a lesser prize, so to speak. And then once you get an order from them, it could be something bigger. But I think you should be doing it all year round with every customer and right off the bat if they refer you to anybody.
And did you know that I think one of our speakers at the show estimated that only like 15% of distributors have an actual formal referral program in place? And some things are as simple as you say, Kathy, like having it on the bottom of your invoice. Mm-hmm. Another one is every time you visit with a client, just ask the question, hey, is there anyone else in your company or that you know that you think could use my services?
Those
are very simple things, but a lot of times people forget to do that.
It is. And the bottom line is that people like to help people, especially if they have a good relationship with you. They're going to want to refer you. They feel good about giving back.
And what about during a slow time of the year, sending out having a special incentive program for clients?
Yep. Send it in your email newsletter or whatever.
Yeah. Summer referral bonus.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lee. Well, we hope that helps you.
Thanks for
calling, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. We are out of time today. Joe, we're not going to hear you rant, but apparently you didn't feel that compelled to.
Oh, we'll
to
hear
anyway.
Him rant. The people listening will.
When the show's off the air, I'll tell you.
Thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. And thanks to all of our listeners. Be sure to call us next week when we'll be giving a preview of ASI San Diego. Have a great week, everyone.